Well, took the offering up. It's not my message, but we'll get to it in a minute. I'm just kind of waiting on the Holy Spirit right now. He got a good offering. And working for the Lord, how many knows he's a rewarder. So he got a real good offering. He sends me a text. He said it was too much. He said that's just too much. He said that offering was just too much. He said when I come back down, he said I'm coming. I don't want an offering. It's too much, you know. And so I thought I'm gonna have to teach him a little bit. I said, just as you learn how to give, I said, get used to it. I said, get used to God. Now, I'm planting that in that young man. He's 26. I said, get used to God blessing you. Get used to it. I said, in the same way that you learn how to give, you got to learn how to receive. You receive what God gives you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I'm going to be talking about the favor of God. And I've never studied the favor of God, but I've been in the favor of God for 30 years. I got born again, and God's favor came in my life. And God's favor came in your life. And that's one of the reasons I don't really understand a lot of things that takes place and how God moves things around and all of that stuff in Christian's life, but I know what it is. It's God's favor. It's God's goodness. Hallelujah. I just priced a job. I priced a job last week. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm going to believe to prosper. I'm going to. I'm not gonna sit back in my life when all of these promises are in this Bible right here that is a love letter to me and to you. And he says, I'll make you the head and not the tail. You will lend and not borrow. I lend money all the time. I don't really like to lend money. People don't want to pay it back, then you got to forgive, right? So, you know, I don't really like to be the lender, you know, but he said I am, and I am what he says I am, and you are. That's what you just got up here. We are what this Bible says we are. We can have what this Bible says we can have, and we can do. And we're going to be fed the Word of God. I'm Joel Osteen this morning. He took it after his daddy. His daddy did it too. Praise God. But how many knows that's a good confession, that I am what the Bible says I am. And it's not just a confession. We are. And we're going to do what this Bible says because he enabled us with his favor. Hallelujah. And we're going to have it. He says that Jesus became poor that the body might be made. Some of you don't even know what it says. Rich. Say rich. I mean, Christians, that they're like, God, there he goes on that money. Don't get into all that mind game. The Bible says you're the head, not the tail. The preacher ain't even, we ain't got nothing to preach. We don't have anything. We got it from right here. If I'm walking in anything, I got it from God. If I'm walking in God's favor, it came from him. If I've got faith to move mountains, it came from him. He is our source. He is our supply. We just have to get out of that mentality like Teresa was talking about. I mean, Christians get upset with me and with people that prosper. I mean, I used to deck out all my trucks and stuff, and they'd be like, why does that preacher want to do that? I put hood scoops on them and, you know, ground effects and big, you know. I mean, I'm you give me richly all things. I like my 96 Chevy decked out. And I believe, God, you're riding with me, and I believe you like it too. But people would criticize me, and I'd be like, well, I believe God for that hood. That hood came from God. I believe God for them wheels. I believe God for that motorcycle. I believe God for all of this stuff that I have. And my heart gives glory to God. Now, the body should be rejoicing when they see somebody prosper and God is prospering them. They shouldn't get envious and say, what do they need that for? I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't have that. I wouldn't have none of the shirts y'all wear. Her and Beth, man, they're on a trip. You know, they're on a trip. But you know what? I told Travis the other day, talking about they're getting something, I don't know, whatever it was, you know. And I said, just let them enjoy themselves. They're just enjoying themselves. Just let them go enjoy themselves. I wouldn't drink none of the stuff y'all drink and eat. Counting calories, all that stuff. you know. But they're off up yonder to the coffee mug and whatever they go, you know. And I'm like, ah, oh, man, they're in their 30s. That's what the problem is. But I told Travis, I said, just let them. I said, they're enjoying life. Hallelujah. I mean, those, when you're walking in favor, you're walking in, when you're walking in faith in God, you're walking in the favor of God. You're highly favored of God. You've got God's attention, hallelujah. And then when you say, God, your word says this, I'm going to give. You know, God says, oh, that's my heart. Let me just bless you. Let me just put it pressed down, shaking to get running over. I priced a job the other day, and I'm believing God to increase. I'm believing God to bless my hands, my workers, and all of that stuff, you know, and be a blessing to the ones that's doing business with me. Well, I priced this job, and I priced it for $69,000 or something. I don't know. It's a big job, Johnny. But anyways, you know, well, he pulls it up where they had emailed him, and I'm $10,000 higher than another company. I just looked at him and I said, there's no way I'm doing it for that. No way. Well, see, when you're walking in divine favor, the favor is God's divine power. When you're walking in that and you know that God's got you, you really know that God is working things to your good. He's working the blessing. You'll have a boldness. I can't lose. See, God's got your back. God's watching out for you. God's got angels that are encamped around about you. God has got angels that's out there working on my behalf in my business because I'm believing to prosper. And then I know that the prosperity comes from God. Well, you know, I told him, I said, there's no way. I said, look at my product. And then he brought up a name of doors. I said, I don't use them. I said, I use this. You know, and I said, there's no way, you know. Anyways, he goes on and then they downsize the doors. And I thought, man, I have to do work when they downsize. I thought I'm going to make money every time they downsize. They're trying to save money and I'm going to make money and they're saving money. Well, anyway, the thing goes on and I was going to make $30,000, you know. And then some time goes on, time it all boiled down. I even told Travis, I said, I'm going to make money with her downside. And you know, when it was said and done, I got the job. Come on, somebody, favor. Somebody say favor. I'm not even going after the money. I got money. I don't even need the money. It's not about the money anymore. See, you come, you walk with God and you come to these levels and you begin to come out into that wealthy place. You went through the flood. You went through the fire, but God brings you out to a wealthy place. That's God's favor. I'm not smart enough to get where I'm at financially. I slept through the seventh, kicked out of the eighth, and talked Teresa into quitting school, and we met. I'm a downer. Without God, I'm a downer. Downhill, down, down. Just on down. Go down a little further. You know? But with him, we're winners. I mean, we're the head, not the tail. Hallelujah. We're kings and priests unto God. Hallelujah. Amen. Favor opens the door. Oh, favor opened the door of divine healing in our life. Hallelujah. Not just talking about finances. I got that job. When it was all said and done, I'm going to make $33,000, $34,000 in 1 week. Don't you tell me out of Muntsville that God can't prosper you. I don't tell everybody that because I'm telling you what God is doing right now. And you ought to say, I'm next, God. I'm next. It may not be God's door, but he's divine favor. I mean, you know, he just preached about Ruth to us. But that was the favor of God for Ruth to be come into a place of rule, kingship. That was divine favor of God because she said, I'm going to follow the God that you're serving. I'm going to stay here because that's the way God is, you know. And that being in the will of God brought the favor of God, and she went from being stone broke to having everything that the kingdom had. That was the favor of God, hallelujah, on her life. That was God's divine favor. But you know what? It's not even about that. But I begin to prophesy. I begin to prophesy, just like I read in there about the valley of dry bones. He said, prophesy, prophesy to him, prophesy. He began to prophesy flesh. And the Bible says a great army came out of that pile of bones. Hallelujah. Don't tell me prophesying God's word. They can say all day long that that's nonsense. Well, it is to them, but it ain't to us. It's not to us. The Bible said, therefore, as we have believed, therefore we speak. Right? If I believe I'm the healed of God, then I believe I've got the favor of God, and I believe I've got the ability to believe and receive the healing power of God that was already done for me when Jesus took those stripes and went to the cross and nailed it. They nailed it to the cross. He said, it is finished. Hallelujah. Put that Proverbs up there, Beth. Proverbs 8, I think. The favor of God. For whosoever findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Hallelujah. We found him, didn't we? Well, what did we find after that? Favor. We've got favor. We've got favor with God that rolled back the Red Sea. We've got favor with him. The Bible says that Jesus grew in favor with God and man. And that's what we've been doing. We growing in favor. See, I mean, you take $10,000 and they give you the job anyway? I mean, what? I mean, I would have to go to sleep on that a few weeks. $10,000? Are you serious? Yes, sir, I'm serious. I believe that what God wants me to have, I don't have to think and fear, like Teresa was talking about, fear of not getting it, fear. Okay, and then he says, what you going to need, about $15,000 now? And I said, I don't know about all that. I said, I'm going to have to see about all that. Because the doors cost a good bit, you know, nearly 30 grand. 15 ain't covering it. I don't charge doors, and I'm not backing up. I've been paying cash for them, playing straight up for a long time, I believe, to get there. I believe to come to the place to where I did not have to put any doors on a ticket. And I believed for it, and I've been there. I'm there. Hallelujah. And so I thought, he left, you know, and I'm bitten down there. We're working there. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I just rode this over onto you. But I don't feel good about this, Lord, and I'm going to believe you to show me what to do. You know, and I just rolled it over on the Lord. Didn't she say do that? Can't torment my mind no more. I'm waiting on the Lord. He's going to work it out. See, when you really get that and you exercise that, you practice that, then it becomes normal to you to go ahead and just roll things. It's normal to me to do that. I feel abnormal when I don't. See, you begin to feel normal trusting God and abnormal when you don't. I don't have to, when a storm comes, I don't have to adjust anything. Why? Because I'm living in faith already. If you're living in faith already, when tragic or something hits your house, you don't have to try to change. You don't have to try to get faith and get God. And no, God's on the scene. He's already there. He's with you always, right? Never alone. Hallelujah. But he says, for whosoever findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Somebody say, I'm favored. Hallelujah. If it's hard for you to believe, write that down. Go home. And I mean meditate that till you can say where it's at, where and everything, and quote it without going to it. What are you doing? Renewing your mind. What is it going to do? Get down in your heart. When it goes in your heart, whoo, favor. Hallelujah. That's the way it works. Hallelujah. That's why he told Joshua, meditate on my word day and night. Right? he said, then you will make your way prosper. Why? You know, because God's in us. God's with us. The favor is already on us. We're not trying to get favor. We are highly favored. We found favor. I found favor. I didn't even know I found favor when I found favor, but back down there, but things begin to happen, and that was God's favor. Give me that, the Psalms 5, I think it is, Beth, please. And y'all all preached. I ain't got but 15 minutes. I usually get started 25 after, but it was 20 till. Y'all took up. Mac preached, and Johnny preached, and Doris, and then here comes all the rest of you. You know, and it's all good. I'm just, that's right. When we come together, everybody's supposed to have something, right? That's what the Bible says. We're not going to limit it here. We're just not going to do it. But it says, "For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as a shield." Hallelujah. He says right here, "For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous." He's blessed us. We're already blessed, right? Our thinking has to be, "I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed." See, I used to go around saying that I'm blessed going in, blessed. And I'm telling you, I felt like I was a liar. I felt like I was a fake. You know, I felt like I can't even believe that I'm saying that. It felt phony. I'm telling you the truth. I'm just telling you. That's not a time to stop. You go around saying the Lord has blessed me because I'm the righteous. See, you might feel like you're not righteous because you do this or you don't do this and you don't do that. See, you don't know what the Word says. You got to know what the Word says. The Bible says that you have been made the righteousness of God. You've been made right. You've been put in right standing through Jesus. You are not trying to get righteous. If you're trying to get righteous, stop it. Throw that out the window and begin to say, "I am the righteous. I am righteous." So I went around saying, "I'm blessed going in, blessed going." And then before you know it, I begin to see it work. We go down on the job and somebody come over there and, "Hey, I got doors just like them. How much, you know?" And we'd say, "Well, we can do them for this." And they'd say, "But when can you do them?" We'd say, "Today." You know, we was blessed to have the job going in, got another one while we was in there. We come out and I said, "Deuteronomy just worked." I told my brother, I said, "It just happened." I said, "Turn it over." I said, "It said blessed going in." I said, "The truck was loaded going in." I said, "We had the very doors that he needed on the truck that went to another job. So we went ahead while we were in there and put them in and then went back and picked them up and put them other doors in." That's favor. I told him, I said, that just happened. I couldn't hardly believe it happened. But you know, I thought, I've been reading this every morning and I've been confessing all day long, pretty much, "I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed." And I learned that from them TV preachers that they were so down on back under. They would say that, and I won't call names, but all of the ones that I was gleaming from, they were downing. You know what that was? That was trying to get me to stop. That was trying to, well, you know what? I spiritually outrun every one of them. I begin to prosper financially when every one of them wanting to prosper. A lot of them been in it longer than me, been saved longer than me. It's not being saved, it's being a doer, it's applying. Being a doer, don't look at that as negative. You know, God help me, Lord, to be a doer. Help me, God, to have confession that lines up. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me. Help me. Help me to be like-minded as you are, God. Help me. But it says the Lord will bless. The word bless right there, it says to confer or invoke divine favor upon a man. We done got it. "For thou, Lord, has already provoked divine favor on my life." Hallelujah. Your life. You've got to believe this. For you. Not for nobody else. For you. Well, you know, get rid of all of that so that this can work in your life, in your family. My wife can't divorce me. Why? I just won't turn loose of faith. I know people's like, people's got their own choice. And I'm like, yeah, but my faith, God's going to do what I believe. Right? Regardless of other people. Right? That's why I always tell Teresa, If you get a divorce, I'm not ever signing divorce papers. Why? Because the word causes me to have divine favor that God hates it, and I hate it too. I get tears and all kinds of stuff, you know. So if you've ever had a divorce, you ever get married again, don't ever get divorced again. You get it right. You get it set straight. You get your mind made up. And I mean, if he or she is acting like witches on brooms flying around, just enjoy it. Let it be entertainment. I shall not be, I shall let them fly, let them fly. Just fly on, baby. Let me get you a black wig so you can really look like a witch. But you just keep on, I shall not be moved, right? I believe I'm not divorced today 40 years because of I shall not be. I believe it. And when I do that, I'm standing in the divine favor of God that he's pronounced onto my life, which causes things to work. See, favor gives you an advantage. You have an advantage over the enemy. You have advantage the world don't have. You have advantage that Christians that are not believing, you got an advantage that they don't operate in. Hallelujah. Blessed to confer or invoke divine favor upon a man. Favor, approval, support, divine ability, an act of kindness beyond what is due. I thought, glory to God. Woo, that's why it's not of us. And I thought about the scripture where it says, for by grace are you saved. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Hallelujah. How many knows that's divine favor? I mean, that was favor. I didn't deserve it. I mean, I figured that I'd go to hell. So a lot of the stuff that I did and, you know, and different things, you know, I mean, I knew I was destined to hell. I didn't deserve salvation. But here comes God's divine favor. And came in there, and I had some pot in the refrigerator. I had whiskey. I mean, I had all kinds of stuff, pornography in the house. Come on, somebody. Anger. I had some anger. I had some scars. I had some past. I had some regrets. But he came on in anyhow. He didn't pay attention to any of that. That was God's divine favor. And he poured it out on me that day. I got born again. And you know what? That divine favor has been working in my life for 30 years. Does it mean does divine favor mean you're not going to have trouble? No, that's why you need it. You're going to have trials. We took on this door company, me and Travis, you know, back a couple of years ago. This spring will be 2 years. And I mean, they were a year behind and all of that stuff. And every day I'd tell the Lord, but either before I get to the truck or at the house, I would say, God, I thank you for your favor today. Your favor, your grace on us today, God. Your grace will help us to do it quickly, to work out the problems and all that. And we had them. And usually the problems were 2 hours away. And you have to go back and you go back and you go back. Then you feel guilty to charge the company anymore because you done went back 2 or 3 times. You know, so what do? Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. You charge them a little bit. Right? And then here comes the blessing. The blessing of the Lord. Well, I mean, to the point, I paid Travis more last year than I've ever paid an employee ever. But you know what? But we had to work. But this year, I paid him almost the same, a little bit under, and he's like, we didn't even work. I mean, somebody make to work 2 days a week and make that kind of money? I told him, I said, that's God's divine favor. Right? Big job, less work, more money. Hallelujah. Praise God, he does it. He does that kind of stuff. So it's not of man, lest I should boast. Huh? Hallelujah. So the very guy that I'm getting these jobs from told me one time, he wanted me to come down on my doors, price of my doors, and always inquire of the Lord what I should be doing. Should have come down, should have not. I'm not worried about competition. There's 5 door companies around me. That's not my focus. While we look not, right? Don't look at the things around you to determine whether you can prosper or not. You look at the Word of God, and you keep the Word of God before you, and you get that relationship with God that He is your Father. And if he is for you, they can't nobody come against you and prosper. Hallelujah. Well, you know, that guy, he told me, he said, I can make you rich. And when he said that, I thought, that happened to Abraham. I thought, I'm Abraham, I'm his seed. I'm just like my father Abraham, you know. And so I didn't tell him, but I got in my truck and I told God, I said, there ain't nobody gonna say, this has been years, I've had this in my heart for years, there is nobody gonna say they made Scotty rich but God. I said, I'm going to say you made me wealthy, God. They're going to say it's got to be God. Anybody that knows me knows that it's got to be God. Anybody that knows you knows that it's going to bring glory to God when God prospers you, raises you up when you should die. He brings you out, he comes with healing in his wings because you are believing in the divine favor of God. Hallelujah. We're supposed to leave here just the ghost, the Holy Ghost goes, and we just like, see ya. We're not supposed to be letting her, oh, nobody know. God, please take me on out. No, we're supposed to believe God for divine health. 80, 90, 100 years old saying, God, come on, open another door for us for ministry. Teresa told the story, 80-something-year-old woman. I didn't even know the story. And she felt like she was washed up, you know, and couldn't offer anything else. She couldn't do a whole lot. But here she goes, and God gives her this idea, I guess, and begins to prosper people. She begins to save them money. She's prospering them. 80-something years old, involved in the things of the church. Hallelujah. That's when you know you've been walking with God all these years, because I don't care, your body may be wearing out, but you ain't wearing out. You ain't wearing out on the inside. You're walking in the divine favor of God. Somebody just asked me the other day, or a week or three ago, and they said, you going to ever retire in garage doors? And I said, I don't know. I said, I don't know. I just can't see sitting home like y'all do, y'all ladies. I know y'all busy and got other stuff, but I just can't. I used to, 27, I wanted to retire, hurry, where I don't have to do nothing, you know. I mean, don't go to work, ain't got to go do nothing if you retired, you know. And now that I get older, I'm like, oh, my God, we done watched everything on TV. We've been here a lot of years. There's nothing new on TV. You know, you want to watch something new, they want $50, and you just ain't going to pay that, although you got the money. And, you know, and then by the time he gets here, they done showed all the clips, and you know what's going to happen in the movie. They've been trying to get you to spend money, but you saved the 50, right? Showing all them advertisements. Sometimes we need to be a little bit wiser than the devil, praise God. Hallelujah. Just wait a few weeks, and you get it free. You save $50. Take that $50 out and put it in the bank. Put it in your savings and say, whoo, here's how you save money. Look, God, 3 weeks, I'd make $50 in 3 weeks. I do that every 3 weeks. Before you know it, I'll be a wealthy man. Just save the $50 for every three weeks, right? Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I guess that was for somebody. An act of kindness beyond what's due. Favor causes good things to happen that we don't deserve. We've got the favor of God. And good things happen to us that we don't deserve just because we're believing. We believe we're in the favor of God. We believe God's put his divine favor on us. We believe that we're kings and priests. We believe that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. We started Travis's building. I thought, I'm tired of building. I've been building my whole life. I built barns and barns and I have barns and this is, you know, and then I thought, well, you know what, praise God, go help his dream come to pass. You know, get off of what you feel. Get, you know, go. And I mean, this thing is shot up and it's ready for the 10. Talking to my neighbor yesterday, he wanted me to come look at his garage doors and he said, whew, man, y'all come along quick on that. I said, it's favor. We've got God's favor. He's blessed us with tools and equipment. And I finally got Travis to work. But I watched him through. I told him, I said, you should have took some before and after pictures, son. Well, he's out there and he gets discouraged because he hits a rock. and he goes in the house. I guess it takes him a couple of days. Oh, that rock can't stop me. Which I usually try to motivate him a little, you know. And well, I seen him, and we were talking the other day. He moves on down, the rock gets bigger. Now he's got to go haul in 30 loads or so of chert. I mean, that's kind of like grinding gears. He's thinking 30. Oh my God, that's gonna be how he had it down to the hours that he's gonna have to spend because he went and timed it from the time he left, and I got him loaded and dumped it and back. And now he knew how many hours it's gonna. My God, I'd quit too. You get down this deep, just go haul dirt. You know, don't let. Well, how many knows that stops a lot of people's visions? It might not be the dirt in the building, but it might be something, whatever you're dealing with. And discouraging things happen to try to get you to look at it and stop, you know. And I told him, I said, ooh, look, man. You know, and I told him, I said, this thing is coming together like that. And he said, yeah. He said, I could have stopped. He'd over there digging stumps up. And then the tractor goes to leaking. The cylinder goes to leaking. You know, all kinds of things. See, that's things that tries to get in your way. That's them Jebusites and them ites and them, you know, discourageites. And everybody else ain't getting on board with. I told Travis, I said, most of the time for Christians, I said, everybody's not going to get on board with your vision. You're going to have vision to be wealthy. You got to just shut everybody off. Because there's going to be naysayers. Who do you think you are? Why do you need a pontoon? And I want some fun. No, he said he'd supply your need. Well, I needed it. I needed a pontoon. He needed a guitar. It was necessary. Monty, necessary. You got to have a guitar. That's the way you are. Right? You got to have eight of them. That's just the way he is. That's necessary. That's need. You sing to the Lord, right, and play to the Lord and glorify the Lord for giving you something, a 50-year dream, 40, or whatever it is. Hallelujah. Come into a place of divine favor, and here it shows up. I think I'm on, but believe for me, a $2,000 one. I can't even play a lead guitar. I'm not, but I thought about it. I thought, dude, if I was believing for God, I'd believe me a $2,000 one. Why buy a Volkswagen when you can get a Rolls Royce? Same faith, right? Same favor, same God. Hallelujah. I mean, I'm looking for our house, and God, and Teresa, she said, I'm stuck on $30,000. I mean, I'm finding some majorly bad places. $30,000. She said, I know what your problem is, and I thought I wanted to smack her. You know, when somebody's giving you a word of the Lord, and it's a kind of against you, you know, you want to just kind of punch them in the throat like y'all think. See? Yeah. Punch them in the throat. Praise the Lord. Karate chop. I'm not gonna be out after 8. It gets dark at 5. But anyways, you know, Preacher said, your problem is, she said, you're putting a limit on God. She said, 30,000. She said, God can do whatever we can believe him for. Well, I changed. I thought, well, maybe she's right. So I thought, well, what about 40? Keep it low as we can, because I know about what payment's going to be on 40. Right? That's that carnal reasoning. You got to get rid of that. Whatever you try to figure out, you know, why people don't do. Stay away from all of that. Just stay away and keep your heart straight, your heart right. If somebody dies with some sickness and you get attacked with it, don't say, oh, they died. No, I'm headed down. No, just pick your Bible up and say, I got the divine favor of God. No weapons formed against me will prosper. And don't change your believing based on what you're experiencing. Because God's divine favor gives us the advantage over the world that the world don't have. Favor gives us an advantage over the devil. Favor opens doors that wouldn't normally open. Favor causes good things to happen all the time. God's favor, the Bible says that your gifts will make room for you, right? and take you before great men. How many knows that's God's favor in your life, that gifting? That gift is God's favor. Every one of us has it. I thought about Joseph. Joseph sold into slavery over a dream that he had shared with him, sold into slavery. God's favor was on Joseph the whole time while he was in trouble. I mean, that was God's divine favor showing us no matter where you go, no matter what anybody does to you, you stay in a right spirit and I'll bring you out on top. Hallelujah. I got that in there. I'm a major help to my family and will have been and will be. Why? Because I'm a Joseph. The divine favor of God is on us. You're somebody's Joseph. You're somebody's deliverer, not as in salvation, but I'm talking about in this natural realm. Joseph stayed with God. Joseph stayed in a right spirit. He prospered. He prospered under them ungodly people. He prospered, and then God brought him up, and he saved everybody. See, that was divine favor on Joseph's life that me and you have. We have the same divine favor. Hallelujah. So go around this next week. You know, go around, get you some scripture, and just tell the devil, I'm favored. You can go ahead and do what you want to. You can try all you want to, but I found out a little deeper how favored I am, that I've got God's divine favor on my life, and I'm going to prosper. And I've already defeated you, and you might as well, and just go around saying, thank you, Lord, that I'm favored. I have your favor on my life. My doors are opening, God. Things are changing, God. My family's changing, God. See, when you walk in faith, you're in that divine favor, then it causes things to happen that wouldn't normally happen. Hallelujah. And God will raise it up and prosper you. Let's bow our heads. Father, we just praise you.